Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You get a quarterback, and you get a quarterback, and you get two quarterbacks, and you get a quarterback. Everybody gets a quarterback, except for the Denver Broncos. Oh. They're like the only ones that haven't had a quarterback, and we're going to break it down what it means, who's going to be the Broncos quarterback, with every quarterback seemingly off the board now on the DMVR Broncos podcast. And happy to welcome you in with Super Bowl 50 champ Todd Davis, Henry Chisholm, you here behind the camera, and yours truly rolling with you today. How's your Monday treating you guys?
It's been good. Good weekend. Went to Napa.
Sipping on wines and vineyards.
A lot of wine tasting, so it was a good weekend.
Can you tell that wine is better there?
It's just all better.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's fresher, or just because you've had so much of it?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. It's not, I feel like they say it's better, but really you're just like in a nice place and it's sunny. So you just kind of buy in.
No, I think when you taste wine, I think you could tell like the differences of like wine that's produced really well versus wine that has like been rushed or been like has a more sugar in it because it hasn't been completely fermented yet. This is like my kind of sewer lingo,
but yeah.
I think you can kind of tell sometimes.
Man, it looked beautiful. Great time to go, too.
Yeah, it was
like probably a little warmer there than here.
Yeah, it was like 70, 75 every day.
Yeah. Henry, if you think that you can't taste it, can you taste the difference in beer?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could give you a really shitty beer and then give you a Coors Light and you'd be able to tell right away.
Oh, yeah. I know all the different beers. I could tell you all the beers.
So then wine would be the same. Just a more sophisticated palate.
Which means just hops.
Yeah.
I guess. But I mean, I don't know. But like, if you gave me like different grape juices, like if you gave me like Minute Maid or like the Welch's or like those, I wouldn't be able to tell you the difference in those. I'd just say like, oh, grape juice. I feel like wine would be the same.
No, I think wine's different. Because wine has so many different types of wine. You know, like a Merlot, a Cab, or a Pinot Noir. Like,
I've heard of
those.
There's
different types in there. And then there's also just different ways of production. So you, I think you'll be able to tell.
Maybe we need a DMVR Broncos wine night.
Yeah, I could get down with that. I had the most expensive wine of my life a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
And I could tell.
Our apartment has a wine fridge. It's like a refrigerator, but just for wine. It's like a little mini fridge. And it's not like a massive apartment. And so neither of us drink much wine. And so we've just filled it with beer, Coors Light, actually a lot of Coors Lights, some like seltzers and stuff, but they're not long enough to fit.
So do you double deck them?
Well, yeah, because like it's meant for wine bottles. Uh-huh. So we did our best to kind of like patch the gaps and make it work, but I don't know. Maybe it's time just to start trying some wine.
Todd, you need to help Henry become sophisticated.
Yeah, I got you,
with
man.
Some wine. There we go. And Todd, you're going to need to tell us about Cody Barton, the Broncos' new inside linebacker. What was your guys' initial reaction when you heard to the Broncos signing Cody Barton to a one-year deal worth up to $4 million? I guess the biggest question is this a Josie Jewell replacement?
I think of it more as a stopgap. Mm. I think he can help to replace, but it wasn't big enough money to where he's going to be the guy for sure. I know there's incentives there to where if he does get on the field, he does make more money, but doesn't work out, and Jonas Griffith ends up beating him out. No harm, no foul. We kind of just play it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think this is it's $3.5 million for him? $4 million?
Up to four,
$4 million. And Josie got $7 million.
Yeah.
I would be happy to give Josie $7 million instead of Cody $4 million. I think that'd be a great use of money. The difference, like you said, is it's 3 years versus just the 1 year as a stopgap. And so I get why they're doing it. I get why they wouldn't just go into the season with Jonas Griffith at linebacker if they're thinking Drew Sanders is an outside linebacker. Not a one-for-one for Josie, though, obviously. Josie's more of a plugger. He'll fill those A gaps. He'll get you some tackles for loss. You can't laugh
was
back
the
there.
One that laughed
you can't
and laugh that back just there. Made me laugh.
But, okay, there we go.
Yahir said what we all wanted to say.
Cody Barton, probably a little better in coverage. I think there's some numbers that back that up.
Ooh.
but not like a great cover linebacker. Doesn't have like the sideline to sideline stuff that Alex does. Isn't like the plugger that Josie is. So it's like a little bit different mold of linebacker, a little bit different and cheaper.
Yeah, I think this is really good news for Jonas Griffith. I think this kind of shows like he's going to get a shot to potentially play, because you're not giving a big deal to another linebacker. Obviously, if you bring Josie back on the deal that he got in Carolina, there's your starting linebackers this year and next year with Alex Singleton, Josie Jewell. And Cody Barton, just my initial reaction is, man, he is like Alex Singleton. He's always around the ball. Mm-hmm. Played in 13 games last year, over 120 tackles. That's a tackling machine. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to dive in on Cody Barton, take a deep dive. Todd's going to break down the film on Cody tomorrow to see exactly what the Broncos are getting. But there's been some other news around the NFL that impacts the Broncos at the quarterback spot. And boy, has it been a whirlwind. Henry, you and I had the conversation on Friday about Russell Wilson joining the Steelers. Mm-hmm. And we had the conversation about, will there be a quarterback battle between him and Kenny Pickett? Then I said, yes. You said, absolutely not. There's no chance. An hour after the show ends, you were right. They traded Kenny Pickett for barely anything in return. Then, so it's like, damn, Henry was right on this one. Then 24 hours later, they trade for Justin Fields, and I'm like, oh, maybe there's a little bit of a quarterback competition again. I mean, what a whirlwind for the Steelers. 8 days ago, they had Kenny Pickett as their starting quarterback. Now they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. What a time for the Steelers. I mean, I don't know if that's better, worse, but this impacts the Broncos because now Justin Fields is definitely off the board. And what was it? They gave up a sixth-round pick for Justin Fields, and if he plays, it improves to a fourth-round pick? Should the Broncos have made that deal?
I think that was a good enough deal to make for him. I think it was worth it. I think it's a hell of a move by the Steelers, though. And I don't even think it's a quarterback competition.
No.
I think they're going to let him sit.
Oh.
But you think about Russ and Justin Fields, similar builds, similar makeup, similar attributes. Sit behind this guy, young buck, and see how he does and how he's successful. Mm-hmm. And then next year, we'll get rid of him, and then you can come in and do your thing. You know, I think that's what they're trying to do. And I think it's a smart move.
Yeah, I mostly agree. The one difference is that I think that they're going to get Justin Fields on the field. I think that they're going to have some packages for him, and it won't be a lot. It will honestly kind of look like college football where they do this a lot more. But I think there might be like one series a game where they throw Fields in there, especially if things don't go great for Russ. And you're putting up 17 points a game, you throw Fields in there, run some like option stuff, some easy, like see if he can provide a spark. I like the combination of the two of them together.
What does this mean for the future though? Because the Steelers, when they brought Russ in, they said, you'll be our starter. And they're still making that known that Russ is a starter right now. So I agree with you guys. I don't think there's a quarterback competition going into week one, which we'll get to in just a second about what it means after week one. But what is this? They told Russ when they signed him, we want to give you a long-term deal after this season. Mm-hmm. That's when we want to work with you after this season. They probably saw what happened with the Broncos. The Broncos gave him the deal before he even played, and they instantly regretted that. And then Justin Fields is on his fifth-year option.
If they pick it up.
Next year, right, exactly. Yeah. If they pick it up, they're probably not going to pick that up
you
going into this
so.
Year. So, I mean, it's like all up in the air. It could be Russ and Justin Fields for their long-term future. It could be Russ. It could be Justin. It's a really interesting spot they're in. But they're not going to make the same mistake the Broncos did by dishing out contracts before either of them have played for the team.
What I'm just jealous of the Steelers because they're not worried about what's happening after this year. They're going to go to the playoffs to try to make a run, and they're just trying to be really good this year, which... I am jealous of that. And then after the year, if Russ winds up being worth $40 million, they can decide whether they can pay that. If he winds up not being good, then they can decide if they want to bring Fields back. But for now, they just have a quarterback who should be an upgrade over what they had and should be enough to at least give him to the playoffs. And they've got Justin Fields if it doesn't work out.
So you think that Justin will play, which means it'll be a fourth round pick. Should the Broncos have made that move?
I think it depends on the playing time for Fields.
Okay.
I don't think it's just like if he's on the field. So I don't know if we know exactly what the deal is, but should the Broncos, I don't know. I mean, at this point I would be disappointed. I'd rather go with a rookie. You know, I think I've said before, like if you can get him for like a fourth or a third, then that's, you probably do it. But I think the same thing, I would say the same thing about, you know, if you can get Baker Mayfield for $20 million. I guess maybe you do that. Like, if you can find like a vet for really cheap, maybe you do that. If you get what, but you can't do all these things. You know, you've already got two quarterbacks.
Well, I think
on the roster.
Only one of them was a realistic one. I don't think Baker for 20 was realistic, or a good vet cheap is realistic.
True. But I think that what they're going to do is just draft a rookie. And I guess you could draft a guy and get Fields, but then you're going into the season with rookie Fields, Stidham, DiNucci. So you probably just cut Stidham, DiNucci, which is fine. And then you roll with those two. It's, you could do it. It probably doesn't cause any issues. Like, Fields is probably happy to be a backup. Would it accept a role as a backup? I don't know. But the other piece of it was he was turning down teams, right? Like, yeah. Didn't he had like a list of four or something yeah. like that?
Or I think the or four Bears teams had, reached out. Yeah, a list of teams that they could have traded him to, and he nixed them all except Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there's that aspect as well. If the Broncos did it, it would be a lot of fun. Like, Justin Fields is a fun player. He also, he hasn't provided any case that he's better than Mitch Trubisky, so I don't have high hopes for it working out. But yeah, for the value, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I have very strong feelings on if the Broncos should have made this move, and then what it means for the Broncos moving forward, what this is telling us about who's going to be the Broncos week one starting quarterback. And I want to dive into that after I tell you about our friends over at Coors Light, coming off a weekend where it was all about chilling for me. Got a lot of college basketball on. The weather was nice enough to be outside a little bit, and you got to grab a Coors Light when you want to chill. We've got March Madness coming up. No better way to enjoy it than with a Coors Light hanging out. I mean, games from, what, 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Coors Light is the beer that you should go to. And if you want to get Coors Light, you can get it all across the country. In fact, all across the world. And if you want to get it delivered straight to your house, Coors has partnered up with us to tell you about how to get it with Instacart. Go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR to get your Coors Light delivered straight to your door through Instacart. We love Coors Light, and you guys need to get your hands on it this weekend. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer we at DNVR reach for. So make sure to check them out. CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And it's also a big week for Bet365 because, once again, I'm planning on betting on every underdog. I haven't heard from, like, Dre and RK whether that's a thing that we're doing. I don't know. But
after
I know
this past weekend, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
So many underdogs.
Definitely. So many underdogs. So, yep, every single game, just pick whatever amount. $10 on each of them, $5 on each of them, whatever you want. And the last 2 years, we've wound up making a lot of money over the course of the tournament. So I'm going to be sitting down in the bar. I'm going to be watching all these games. It's going to be a great couple days. And I guess typically I don't really pay attention to the, like, play-in games because it's not really the tournament. It's like a little prequel. It's like the gap between the conference tournaments and the real tournaments. But that's where Colorado is. So to me, that's the real tournament now.
And
so.
CSU.
And CSU, who finally decided I was going to bet on them, and they lost me money. So they're dead to me again. They suck. Mountain West is no good.
They only get one chance?
Yeah, I mean, that was the one time I, like, sat down and, like, locked in, and they disappointed me. So Bet365, though, all sorts of different sign-up bonuses and even offers for current bettors as well. But if you deposit $10, you can choose between either a bet-and-get offer. If you place a bet of $5 or more, you get $150 in bonus bets, or a first-bet safety net offer by placing a bet up to $1,000. And if your qualifying bet loses, you receive a matched refund in bonus bets. Must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. There we go.
So I want to ask you guys, are the play-in games, the teams that are playing in the play-in games, did they make the NCAA tournament?
Did the play-in games make the playoffs?
Oh, wow. Yeah, like
Wait,
NBA.
Say that again?
In the NBA.
I don't know.
No,
I
would
it's
say
the same.
Those ones I would definitely
here,
say
right?
no. Uh-huh. I would definitely say no for those.
The teams that
yeah.
guess
they
you're
are
like
play
you're playing
in games.
Yeah, you're playing to get in. So I guess no.
Yeah, so I guess not. So yeah. If CU and CSU win, they're in the tournament. And if they lose, they did not make March Madness. Damn. Yeah. And then do these teams not qualify for the NIT?
No. But
Damn.
I mean,
so this is potentially if you lose.
Nobody's upset about not playing the NIT.
I would think the kids
Rams
would want to
play. Rams might.
Oh, wow. I mean, I
can tell you, I can tell you with certainty the Buffs would not have played in that. Well, because like the top five or six teams that got selected were just like rejected it. Like Pittsburgh was like, no, we're not playing in the NIT.
Damn.
We're above that.
Damn.
I think Colorado's done it a couple times before and they just lose on their home court in the first round because like nobody actually cares. Okay, they're all just like fair. Sad they weren't playing in the real tournament.
Yeah.
It's probably a big thing for CSU though.
Wow. So the bummer is that CU and CSU have to play this game in order to make it. But the good news is for us, I mean, we get extra basketball on Tuesday with CSU, yeah. Extra basketball on Wednesday with CU. And then if both of them win, then CSU plays Thursday, CU plays Friday. And if they both win again, then Saturday and Sunday. So starting tomorrow, we could be looking at meaningful college basketball games for six straight days. Henry, you're laughing.
Henry's takes on CSU are terrible.
Yeah, I agree with them.
They're not even like, they're not even like, a terrible take would be like,
what you just said.
You know, Samaje Perine, he's just a burner, you know? Like, I wish he could, like, break a tackle, but he's just, like, that's a bad take because it's, like, wrong. All I'm saying is CSU isn't good, which, like, that, you can disagree, but I don't know if that's, like, a...
When's the next time CU and CSU could play each other? Is it in the finals, or would they play each other in the final
four? They would play in the semifinal, final four, yeah.
The final four? Man, I hope that happens, and CSU just kicks CU's ass.
Oh, maybe not that part.
Yeah. As Todd's wearing the CU. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to beat me.
So San Diego State made their run last year. I think before that, the last time the Mountain West had won a tournament game was like 2016.
Wait, and how far did San Diego State make it last year?
They made it a long way. They were like Final Four, right?
No. They
Sweet
were,
16?
No,
were they in the championship?
They were in the championship. Yeah. So you're like... Outside of the Chiefs winning back-to-back Super Bowls, they've really struggled going far.
But, I mean, they were like 0 for 12 going into that game. That's why I was just betting so heavy against them. I'm going to do it again, too.
Speaking of bad takes, you guys might think this is a bad take, but the Denver Broncos, man, I mean, I said a month ago that, like, the Broncos, I'd be okay trading the number 12 overall pick for Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. Now he goes for the most of a fourth-round pick. Potentially a sixth round pick, and it's like every Broncos fan looks at that and they're like, why didn't we do that? Come on, a sixth round pick, and the most it's going to be is a fourth round pick. You absolutely have to do that, but I've completely changed. No, the Broncos shouldn't have even given up a conditional seventh round pick for Justin Fields, and the reason is because of Sean Payton. Sean Payton paid Russell Wilson and had dead cap of $85 million to say peace out to Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields is a less proven version of Russell Wilson. So even to give up anything to get him, no. I mean, even if he were to be cut by the Bears and on the open market and willing to take a vet minimum contract, Broncos still shouldn't have done it because Sean Payton paid $85 million for Russ to leave. You shouldn't give anything for a guy that the head coach views in that same sort of category.
Yes and no. I feel like, yes, I hear what you're saying, but I also feel like Justin Fields isn't like a completed project at quarterback. I think he's still moldable. So, yes, he has more mobility than probably Sean wants, but I don't think he just means that that has to be his go-to. Mm-hmm. So I think he still could have been... trying to pick good words here. molded by Sean in the right way? I don't know. That's not crazy, right?
I don't think you need any pauses there.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is that Justin Fields is actually fast, where Russell Wilson is no longer fast. And so if you want to play that style of football, that style of football where you like roll out of the pocket and buy time and make guys like it doesn't really work if you're slow. And so if you really want to be able to be like the deep shot guy who buys time, it's tough to do that when you're just no faster than the average quarterback, average pocket passer at this point. So Justin Fields does open that up more. Like he has tools that kind of complement each other, whereas Russ doesn't really. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy they didn't do it.
So now it's looking at who the Broncos can get right now. Obviously, there's a draft, which we'll talk about in a second. Free agent market. Jimmy G signed with the Rams. Mm-hmm. I guess that's just insurance for Matthew Stafford with his health kind of being up and down over the past few years. Tyler Huntley signed with the Browns,
yep.
I think. So the Browns now have Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, DTR, a promising...
Flacco, didn't you go to the Colts?
No, you're right. Jameis Winston. There I'm sorry. Go, yeah. Thank you. And now Tyler Huntley. The Browns are signing everyone. Mm-hmm. I think there's been almost 30 quarterbacks signed in free agency, and the Broncos haven't signed anyone. It's Ben DiNucci, who was on the practice squad last year, and Jarrett Stidham, with like the most notable name and really the only notable name that's still left on the free agent market, is Ryan Tannehill. Are the Broncos just waiting for Ryan Tannehill's price to fall right now?
Fall from where?
Every quarterback's getting $8 or $9 million.
The minimum is the minimum.
So I just feel like right now Ryan Tannehill has negotiating power with every other quarterback getting $8 million.
Ryan Tannehill has never had negotiating power. He will not. The Broncos aren't signing a quarterback. I think they're drafting a rookie. It's over. And I think it's Justin Fields moving was kind of the final straw here. Everything was pointing that way. But, yeah, I mean, if the Broncos' plan was to, sign a veteran starter, they really, really, really fucked up because they missed the boat on all those guys who could potentially do that. Yep. And so it's pretty obvious to me that's not what they're doing. There's like a 95% chance the plan is just, okay, draft a rookie. If he's ready right away, he starts. If not, Stidham starts a few games. And the other 5% is some sort of chaos. Like they actually do roll with Stidham going into the season with the idea probably like we're just tanking here. Like we're just trying to lose as many games and get a high pick, but that seems really, really unlikely. And they're probably just going to go draft a quarterback.
Yeah. I think what this tells me is the Broncos aren't going to make any major moves until the draft or after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
If it is Ryan Tannehill, which I think is a possibility, I hope it's not a possibility. I think then that would be something they do after the draft. If their guy doesn't fall to them in the draft, and then they go, they just want another veteran presence in the room with Jarrett Stidham. I think it really does point to drafting a quarterback, though, kind of going all in on that. And it is a little dangerous to have such a big hole, specifically a quarterback, going into a draft, because then you get desperate. But I think it could also point to a true rebuild, where you take a step back. Todd, it's something you've talked about. Build the team around a quarterback.
Yep.
And then get that quarterback as kind of the final piece, not just getting a quarterback where you don't have a team around him. And then that's a bad situation for a rookie to be in. And so if they decide to not go quarterback in the first round this year, it's probably Jarrett Stidham as the guy for the majority of this year.
That would be crazy.
And maybe you complement that with a Zach Wilson trade where, like, you have –
what?
Talent.
What?
Potential. I'm saying those as crazy things. That's what people would say. Oh, the Broncos got their talent potential guy that, you know, just needs to go through quarterback rehab right now. But Jarrett Stidham, he would be the plan going into week one.
I feel like quarterback rehab requires quarterbacks being able to sit down and rehab. Like you have to play. But yeah, I'll be nervous if we don't go quarterback. I do feel like it's time for rebuild. I just don't. This feels like a scary rebuild. Like we might, you know, it might take us a couple years to get out of this funk like with no quarterback.
You're not just knocking down walls. You're taking it all the way down.
Yeah, we're
studs.
Scraping this thing.
Yeah. Further than studs. You're right.
I still like a rookie quarterback's chances, though, with the Broncos, because most of my questions are still on defense. I think that offensively, you still have the question mark at center, but the rest of the offensive line is back, should be solid. Your receivers, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Marvin Mims, it's not like a crazy group, but
Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. But like if Tim Patrick is back to being himself and Marvin Mims takes a step, then all of a sudden that's a really good group. Like you've got a solid group of running backs. Like there isn't, the offense isn't in terrible shape. There's just not much of a reason to think it's going to be a great offense. You know, you're not competing with like the 49ers and their setup, but I think it's good enough that you could put a rookie into it and not expect him just to fall apart. The defense, though, is like, you know, your second cornerback is a bit of a question. Linebacker, it's Cody Barton, Jonas Griffith, maybe a bit of a question. Could use another lineman. Would like to see an edge rusher step up. But I think offensively, you could put a quarterback in there and you're not going to just break him. You hope.
Do you agree, Todd? Do you think the offense is in a good enough position to put a rookie quarterback in.
No.
No?
No.
What do they need? Yet.
A healthy tight end.
Mm.
You've got Adam Troutman.
So a healthy tight end, and then just like one more weapon, as well as consistent running game. We didn't see that last year.
Yeah.
So I think those two things I think you'll need, especially for a rookie quarterback. The running game is your biggest friend. You know that allows you to calm down, get back on track, stay above this ahead of the sticks. So I think a good running game will make their lives a lot better.
I think the biggest problem with the running game last year was that there was no passing game. Like, it felt like the box was just loaded that entire second half of the season. Basically, after they went on that run, when they were just, like, running behind Quinn Miners and doing all this stuff on the ground, after that, it felt like the box was just packed in, and they just weren't able to stretch it. And I don't know, like, you don't necessarily want to put that on a rookie's shoulder trying to open the field up a little bit, but that running game might be better than we realized just because they didn't have any help from the passing attack.
But if you have a rookie quarterback or Jared Stidham, are you going to have much more help from the passing game?
No, but that's kind of a problem for every team, I feel like, if you have a rookie quarterback. Unless you're... Oh, wow. I don't. Like, maybe the Texans last year, they had, like, enough on the outside to kind of help CJ Stroud out. It's rare, though. It's rare that you have receivers who can just power... I guess, like, if you have Justin Jefferson, no matter what you're doing defensively, you're like sitting back a little bit just to be scared of him, regardless of who the quarterback is. But yeah, no, they might be able to find a way to get things going.
I kind of agree with both of you on this, where Henry says like the Broncos don't have any major holes on offense that they need to plug. But then Todd, you saying it might be like a bigger issue for the team, because I think center, they're going to plug from within.
Yep.
They don't have to go out and get any offensive lineman. They don't have to go out and get a running back. They don't have to go out and get a wide receiver. But you look at 9 out of the 11 positions on offense, and you say they could upgrade that. But, like,
exactly,
it might be a bigger process of doing that in order to help the entire offense. And just by plugging one hole, it's like they need to semi-upgrade, like, 9 of the positions, but you're not going to do that. And one off
exactly,
so it might be bigger.
But you're not the Panthers, or just like, oh, you have 3 linemen who just can't play. Like, you don't have any skill position players. Like, you put CJ Stroud and Bryce Young's place.
They got good linebackers.
Linebackers, yeah, especially now, good linebackers. But yeah, the Broncos, the offense just isn't all that flashy.
Yeah,
like Cortland Sutton is the one piece where you look at, and it's like 10 touchdowns, a bunch of like tough catches. That's somebody who brings like kind of a special skill set. You know, you could still hope for like 1,000 yards from that sort of thing, but at least you see like the point of Cortland Sutton is that he can go do all these things for you. Outside of that, you don't have like any freaks or players who change the game for you, really.
I don't know. Re-sign a Mike Burton, re-sign an Adam Troutman, Will Jordan Humphrey back. All 3 of those guys had one big play.
Mike Burton had a couple big plays against Cody Barton last year.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Cody got him once.
I'm excited to.
Yeah.
I'm excited to look into that. Because we know Mike Burton was a
fullback.
One of the best fullbacks is what I was going to say. Yeah. Yes, he is a fullback. Okay, let's get into our Bet365 top 5 most likely week 1 starting quarterbacks for the Broncos this year. But first, we're going to take a look back at Bet365 top 5 that we had last week, because I think it's interesting to see just how things have changed in a couple of days after I tell you about our friends over at Game Time. Man, now is the time to get in on Game Time. If you want to go out to Dayton to see these playing games with CU and CSU, check out Game Time to get tickets. If you are in a city where there is a March Madness tournament coming up this weekend, Game Time is a place to check out. And of course, use that code DNVR all across the country to get $20 off your first purchase over at Game Time. Go to GameTime.com and use that code DNVR, or you can, of course, download the Game Time app, where they're going to give you the best prices on tickets. And the best thing about Game Time is they have the all-in pricing, so you're not surprised when you get to the end and it's actually double the amount that they said it was going to be. You know exactly how much you're paying for a ticket when you check out Game Time, and use that code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Create an account and redeem and use the code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
And shout out to our friends over at Volo Sports. I think the summer is on the way. Spring, summer.
Spring tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So it's first getting warm. Day of spring.
I can't wait. It's getting warm outside. Hopefully no more snow. We're knock on wood for that. But you can check out Volo Sports and make sure you get their Volo Pass. You can sign up now using code DNVR3. The Volo Pass is a premium monthly membership program that gives members unlimited access to sports, events, and social activities every night of the week. So through the Volo Pass membership, you receive the modern day sport and social club for only $20 a month. This is the best way to meet new people, get active, and play games in the city. It allows unlimited access to pickups and league drop-ins as a sub, includes league discounts up to $50, free or discounted access to tournaments, fitness centers, and events, travel with Volo Sports, all perks accessible in any Volo city. You can sign up using the Volo app and use code DNVR3 to get the Volo Pass for only $10 a month.
Laura, in the comment section, we love you. We're happy that you're rolling with us. But you might want to become a Carolina Panthers fan because Laura says we should boycott the Broncos and refuse to go to the games until the prices of tickets go to $1 because the Broncos are worthless. And why I say you should become a Panthers fan, there were tickets for like 45 cents last year. Mm-hmm. So exactly. You would have got your wish if you were a Panthers fan.
Yeah. Oh, poor Josie. a lot of great parts of this deal for him, but I hadn't thought about that part. They don't have a lot of fans out there.
They are dishing out a ton of money this year. They paid Josie a good contract. I didn't realize.
Where's that money
weekend.
Coming from?
Rookie
the
quarterback.
The team still makes money.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Teams are getting paid.
Did you see how much they paid two offensive guards in the first week of free agency?
Oh yeah.
It is insane.
Who did they even get?
I couldn't tell you the names off the top of my head.
I can't remember.
All
either.
I know is zero Pro Bowls between the two of them. Good players, but like not all world players. They gave out $90 million in guaranteed money to these two guys. Yeah. I think they're both getting roughly $20 million a year.
Getting paid.
That is, they're doing everything to protect their young quarterback. They're going all in on Bryce Young.
Yep.
If he's bad, they are so screwed because they've already gone all in, and now they continue to just go all in on him, but just insane for guards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's Sean Payton's type of offense, but not typical for around the league.
Yeah. Paying a bunch of money in free agency to a couple linemen. What could go wrong?
It's like you're speaking from experience.
Oh,
here.
No. I mean, yeah. Linemen don't hit the market unless there's something wrong with them because there's just not that many and teams just re-sign them, which doesn't mean that, you know, Ben Powers isn't a bad player. Mike McGlinchey's not a bad player, but like they get a lot of money for what they do.
Yes, they do. That is
also true. Yeah, Dalton Risner.
Did you see his tweet?
Yeah. He doesn't ask for the bag. He just wants to be paid like a starting guard.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
is he asking for the bag?
I mean, that he isn't asking for like a bag. Like $20 million for a guard is like bag for a guard.
Mm-hmm.
What he probably wants is like the $7 million. I don't know. I'd be curious to go back and watch. But I do know that game against the Saints, Malcolm Roach looked really good. Yeah, it was kind of fun watching because I watched that one and I guess we talked about this, but the Falcons game too, and see him like fight with Lindstrom, just different.
Yeah. I like it. And we're gonna dive into Cody Barton's film tomorrow, but before we do, let's look back at last week's Bet365 top five, where we did the top five retread quarterbacks, and four out of the five are all off the board. When
Thank
we did this like
God.
Thursday? We did this Thursday,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
And four of the five. Our number one, Justin Fields.
Gone.
Number two, Sam Howell. Gone. Traded to the Seahawks. Number three, Jimmy G. Gone. Number four, Jarrett Stidham. Well, he can't be gone because he's on the roster. And number five, Tyler Huntley. Now with the Browns.
Yep.
You said thank God. These were our top five, Henry. These are supposed to be the
because
the best
I don't want
options.
A retread quarterback. The best option is a rookie. And so every time one of those guys went off the board, I just had a little party. I just smiled and laughed and made fun of the teams that are giving things up to go get Sam Howell.
So do you want the Broncos to just trade away Jarrett Stidham so that we're 5 for 5 of our retreads gone?
No, you need him as a backup. But it was the dynamic of like, because I was in the same home as a Vikings fan when the Vikings signed Sam Howell, That was a lot of fun because one of us was crying and the other Sam Darnold. Yep, yes, yep, yes, yes, yep. Sam Darnold. One of us was very upset and crying. One was, again, having like a little party saying, like, yeah, Broncos dodged that bullet.
I think that's what like Broncos fans were saying is like,
oh, yeah,
I'm glad he chose the Vikings and not us.
Yeah.
Which is just such a weird spot to be in. Like, you lose out on a free agent, but you're happy about it.
Oh, yeah. It's really weird. And that's where I feel like you get on Twitter and it's like this 50-50 split between people saying, what the hell are the Broncos doing? Like, they're losing out on everybody. It's like, yep. Well, no, this is great. And then the other half is saying, like, oh, I guess it's a rookie, like having a party every time one of these guys goes. So,
party.
There is a world in which they go sign Ryan Tannehill. And it turns out this whole thing really was a mistake, but. So far, so good.
Justin Fields and Sam Howell above Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
Right, right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of boiling down to kind of a boom or bust situation for the Broncos. And a lot of Broncos fans are terrified that the starting week one quarterback is going to be Jarrett Stidham.
Oh, yeah.
Do we think that's the most likely option as of right now? And
yes.
Last week, we just looked at retreads. Let's look at every realistic possibility for who the Broncos week one starting quarterback would be with our Bet365 top five likely week one starters. You hear has picked out Jarrett Stidham as the featured image. Is that because he's number one, guys?
I would have him number one just because, like, I think it's going to be a rookie. I think, like, Bo Nix, for example, could be the pick. And if Bo Nix is the pick, I think there's like a 65% chance he starts week one and 35% chance it's Stidham. But there's also a chance that it's Penix who the Broncos draft. And if it's Penix, then there's like an 80% chance he starts week one, 20%. But all these guys, there's a chance that it's Stidham week one regardless. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think Stidham is the most likely of any of them.
Did you guys just, what was that noise?
It's like a quiet sneeze from here, maybe. Sound like a cat sneeze? Sneezing.
It was definitely a sneeze. You called it the way you hear that. I thought it was like a Slytherin voice.
Oh,
in the background.
I think it was here. Don't listen. No, yeah, he's not being serious. Yeah, no.
Alyssa's back here, but she hasn't done it.
Back
no,
here?
She hasn't done, we, none of us.
That was her.
Have you heard me sneeze?
It was honestly creepy.
No, she did like a little, I don't know, it was like, what did you say?
Slytherin sneeze?
Yeah, I think
it sounded like a cat
Slytherin
sneezing.
It was Jahir.
It was
Jahir.
Something went down.
I don't even. That was just. It was weird.
That was weird.
It was very weird. Okay, I'll take you for your word.
He just lies.
Henry, I think you're actually spot on. Shockingly, I totally agree with what you said. I do think Jarrett Stidham's way likely to be the week one starting quarterback for the Broncos this year. Now, week 18. We'll have a different conversation. But Todd, you said sadly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it needs to be said.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not
think.
I just expect us to make a move. Like, just a. It didn't have to be a big move, but I expect us to make a move.
As soon as the Broncos draft a rookie, that rookie jumps to number one.
Oh.
But like Jarrett Stidham versus the field, I'd take the field. Jarrett Stidham against anybody individually.
It's really just Jarrett Stidham versus Danucci right now.
Is Danucci number two?
No,
he can't be. He can't be.
He's closer than he probably should be.
If he is number two, that means that they're like not drafting a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance that Danucci beats out Stidham, and that's why there's a
for backup.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I think there's absolutely a chance. And in that case, I mean, like if there's a rookie, Danucci isn't on the list, but
yeah,
there's a world.
I'm curious if he is going to be on the list. So who's number two then? Is it a rookie?
I think it's Bo Nix.
I would have gone Bo Nix as
Everything is kind of pointing toward Bo Nix at this point, I think. Yeah, I would say four quarterbacks are gone. I'd say it's Nix and Penix still on the board. And I think the mock drafts, the sports books, everybody's saying that Nix would be the pick there.
And I can see it. He makes a lot of sense with Sean Payton. A lot of people compare him, you know, in comparisons, you always do a positive comparison with a rookie
coming out.
Of course. So they say his comparison is Drew Brees. Drew Brees obviously played for Sean Payton. A lot of connection there. Bo Nix. Look how different the names are in terms of length with Jarrett Stidham and Bo Nix.
Very different.
Wow.
Shorter than player, even.
Yeah. One word.
Yeah.
That is weird.
To me, like, Bo Nix is more of a Gardner Minshew than a Drew Brees, but... It is what it is.
The Raiders just paid Gardner Minshew, 2 years, $25 million? It's not bad.
I mean, not bad for Bo Nix, but like bad for the Broncos if he's Gardner Minshew.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you draft him at 12.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very fair. So we go Michael Penix, number three.
I would probably lean McCarthy here. I think so a trade up is probably more likely. But with the McCarthy Drake May thing happening, like, is McCarthy just gone at like pick four? There's a case for Penix, but those two would be the next to me.
So JJ is definitely gonna be off the board when we, because every time I do these little like mock drafts,
yeah,
and he's never there.
No,
so he must be.
Yeah,
he must be pretty good.
It seems like McCarthy's gone. It seems like they'd have to trade up. Like the Vikings just got that other first round pick, so they can definitely trade up in front. So all of a sudden, there's just too many teams in front of the Broncos.
Feels like McCarthy's gone by six now.
Totally.
Like, it almost feels like that's...
I don't get it.
Almost a guarantee now. He might be, like, the third quarterback taken. Who knows? Maybe the Commanders go crazy and take J.J. McCarthy at number two right now. But I agree with Henry. I think there's four quarterbacks gone, potentially in the first six picks. So that's why I'd probably lean Michael Penix here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just because... if this were a month ago and it's like, yeah, you're probably going to have to trade up a little bit to get J.J. McCarthy, trade up to eight, he'd probably be my number three. Mm-hmm. But I just think with McCarthy being gone before the Broncos will realistically be able to get him, I'd probably go Penix here. But what do you, Todd, what do you think? Who do you think's the third most likely?
In reality, I would say Penix because I feel like he's a better player, but I feel like probably J.J. is probably like a
okay.
Let's more go, realistic let's, quarterback.
Let's go J.J. here. So you guys, you're not cooler on Michael Penix Jr.
No,
than
I'm not
I am.
Cool.
But in terms of this conversation, would you put him at four? Or for some reason, maybe a fit with Sean, he's not making it on your top five?
No, I think he definitely has to Sean. Be on top five. So I think four is a good spot to put him
I think four, yeah.
So then who's five? DiNucci? Tannehill?
It's
Zach
Wilson? Drake May to me.
Drake May. I think there's more of a potential for DiNucci than Drake May.
Really?
There's no way we're getting Drake May. We have DiNucci though.
The scenario, they could definitely have DiNucci. Yeah, I think one is Caleb Williams. Two is probably Jaden Daniels. But then three, if the Patriots go crazy and take McCarthy instead of Drake May, Broncos could trade up to four or five. I don't think it's going to happen. But compared to Ben DiNucci. I don't know. I don't think it's Tannehill. I definitely don't think it's Zach Wilson.
I think it could be Zach Wilson.
That
disgusts me to say, but yeah, I think it could be. So if four were going Michael Penix Jr., you hear, and
that would be
five,
the ultimate tank move.
That'd be what?
A tank move. Like if you're actually going for number one pick, that's the final piece here. Like you get rid of a couple of your best players and then you just say like, Zach Wilson, this is your season.
And then you also, you not only trade for him, but then you start him over Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that would be not my number five, is Zach Wilson. Who is your number five, Todd?
We don't want Zach Wilson.
No, I'm not advocating for this.
Oh. I'm going with DiNucci.
Okay, DiNucci, and then Henry, your five would be?
I'd go Drake May.
You'd go Drake May. Okay.
I'm not looking at me.
You hear? You pick. You're part of our show.
We
need a four.
Tiebreaker.
If I'm gonna take anybody, it's gonna be Ben DiNucci because I'd rather go next year with the bad
DiNucci.
Record.
There we go. Ben DiNucci rounding
Smart
out
man.
Our top five. Let us know in the comment section who you think the five would be, because I don't want it to be Zach Wilson. That's just my guess there. But we all unanimously agree that Jarrett Stidham is, in my opinion, kind of by far the most likely week one starter.
Yeah.
I agree. Woo, as soon as the Broncos draft somebody, though, that guy shoots the number one.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing, we don't know how Sean handles rookies when it's like an open competition. We don't know if he's going to put that guy kind of in the lead and he has to lose it in order to not have the job, or if he wants to develop him, because we've never seen him in this situation. The one time that he drafted a rookie quarterback, he had Drew Brees in front of him, so there was never a quarterback battle there. So it's going to be interesting. But Jarrett Stidham, the leader in the clubhouse right now, and the leader in the clubhouse always is Illegal Pete. That's what I did on Saturday night. Went over to Illegal Pete's, got myself a little burrito bowl. Their queso is the best that you can find. Their extra hot salsa. My wife can handle hot, and she was dying from that. I'm not saying she can handle hot.
I was just as soon as I heard my wife can handle, I was just curious where that was gonna go.
Heat, spicy.
Yep. No, no, you played well. Yep. Jeez, no, definitely. Louise. I just scared me a little bit for a second. And good for her.
And also got a spicy margarita with that. They now have a lot of flavors of their marg. So they were advertising a spicy watermelon marg. They've got so many different flavors, and they've got the best margs. And also, we are doing a March Madness bracket with them. Prizes for the top three finishers include diehard memberships, shirts, and gift cards to the DNVR locker, and Illegal Pete's gift cards. So check out our social media pages, either on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, or X, and to sign up. Because we love Illegal Pete's, you love Illegal Pete's, and you're going to love playing in this bracket contest, so make sure to get in and have your March Madness bracket.
And shout out to all the diehards that constantly watch our show, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all your support. And if you want to be a DNVR diehard, you got to go sign up. And there's a lot of great reasons for you to sign up, but here's just a few. You get a free shirt or hat of your choice from the DNVR when you sign up. You get a locker every year at renewal, access to all of our diehard level content, access to member only Discord, 20% off all events, 20% off all merch, ad free website experience, exclusive member only merch, diehard physical card. I mean, the list goes on and on. Well, that was the end of the list, but it's a lot of stuff on there. Definitely go sign up if you want to join us. It's the best way to support our show, and we definitely appreciate it. So sign up to be a diehard.
Henry, you're just smirking that whole time.
Oh, I'm just reading the chat. It's just been a lot of fun. You know, Todd doesn't appear overly excited about the quarterbacks. Maybe too much Napa wine. That's a good one. Cool, let's tank for another quarterback who loves to hold on to the ball for a long time. So, he holds on to the ball because the receivers weren't open.
Wait, like, who?
Shadur.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he holds on to the ball. It's like, well, yeah, because he... But yeah,
don't you hate Shadur, though?
No, people just say that because I... Yeah. Because no, I don't know why people say I don't like the Buffs. I love the Buffs.
You love Buffs basketball.
I do.
Not quite sure I can say the same thing about football.
It's just so crazy, though, because, like, I went on the podcast one time before last season, and they're just, like, giving my thoughts, all that stuff, all transfer portal, like, Coach Prime is finally there. And I was like, yeah, like, I think they go to a bowl game. I think they win, like, six games, maybe, like, seven games, but, like, I don't think they're competing for Pac-12 title. Everybody's like, oh, you're a hater. And it was like, well, you don't think they can take guys from, like, the dropouts from, like, the SEC and the guy, like, FCS. Like, if you don't like the best players from the FCS and you don't like the players who couldn't play at SEC, who you like? I was like, well, the guys who... It's not that I don't like them. It's just that that's a nice path to, like, 6-6, not, like, 10-2. And so I...
You're taking your victory lap now is what you're doing.
No, you do not take victory laps in front of these people. I'm just saying, like, it's not... Then all of a sudden, the people who remember me... Henry loves Montana? Just saying shit now. That's just not true. I don't like Montana State.
Wait, did Montana State, Montana, or Sac State make it into March Madness?
Montana State did. They've got play-in tomorrow.
Wow, that's the worst, huh? The worst of the three?
Three in a row for them, yeah.
Wow.
Is what it is.
Kills you to say that, doesn't it?
Okay. It's basketball. Football's the real sport.
Well, that's true.
It's like, congrats, you get to go get your ass kicked.
hit us with the thumbs up.
Montana didn't even get that privilege.
It's true.
Which is kind of fun. Hey, last Big Sky team to win a tournament game, Montana.
Wow. How about that? When was it? How many decades?
That would have been like 2015, maybe.
Okay, so one decade. We didn't count the decades. Yeah.
2014?
That's definitely.
I should double check. Yeah.
If you're tuning in with us, hit us with a thumbs up. We really appreciate it. Helps our channel out. And we also love hearing from you guys in the comment section, guys and gals, I should say, in the comment section. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's hit some super chats in the chat right now. First one coming in from our friend Joel, who says, "Love you on the show, Todd, but we may need you to suit back up. They got us like out here signing players like Cody Barton." Ouch.
Oh, dang.
The That's Commanders harsh. Fans are happy he's gone.
Oh, dang. Well, we'll do a deep dive tomorrow to make sure that you're either right or you're wrong. We'll see tomorrow.
I will say that, Joel, I totally see what you're saying. Mm. Like, people online aren't the biggest fans of Cody Barton, so I'm curious what the film says, because players that leave, fans are typically like, I'm glad he's gone. So it's typically the response of, like, any free agent that signs with someone.
Especially
else.
Linebackers. People hate linebackers. It's like, unless you can cover a tight end and, like, get 10 tackles for loss every year, It is what it is. And sure. Hey, Cody Barton lined up man to man against Marvin Mims in the slot, big post, and had some help over the top, locked him up.
Damn.
There's one play.
one play?
Good one.
There's one
I like
good
it.
One.
I
also,
like
it was 2006, not 2014. Montana won. Beat
Nevada.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were talking about when Cody Barton went ago. Up against Marvin
no,
Mims
no,
in
that
2006.
Was week two.
I was
no,
like, what
no.
film are you watching?
No.
Okay, next one coming in from Sean, who says, trade back for picks. Draft Michael Penix over Bo Nix. I would not like that.
Smart person.
If they trade back and draft a quarterback, I would not like
Why?
That. Just draft the guy at 12. Don't, because if you're
but then drafting, you get more picks.
If you're drafting a guy in the first round, but you traded back, so he was on the board at 12, mm-hmm. and you trade back to 18, then like you clearly don't love the guy. And then so what are you doing using a first round pick
or you just
on
know
the guy
that
you
yeah.
don't
or
love?
You just know
or you got good intel.
That's way too risky.
Or you got intel.
Because if he's your plan.
But there's no way. I mean, if we're talking how we've been talking and five quarterbacks go before eight, like there's no we. I think we have a little bit of time for the next quarterback goes.
You're gambling.
You got intel.
Man, that's too risky. I wouldn't like it.
If it works out.
It would be like what the Broncos did with Drew Lock. The Broncos were sitting there with the 10th pick.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Lock was on the board. Broncos trade back to 20. Grab Noah Fant.
Yeah.
Drew Lock was obviously still on the board at 20. They decided to pass him over. Then Drew Lock was on the board at, 34, I think, pick mm-hmm. 34. They instead drafted Dalton Risner. Then they made a trade. So they passed up on Drew Lock three different times.
And that's why he was. That's why it didn't work out?
Well, they didn't. They clearly didn't love him, but he was still like their plan.
Why didn't he know he was there?
If you
know he's gonna be there, like especially Sean Payton, that's a not a spy, but if you got
like
intel
it.
That nobody wants him for the next like four or five picks, I do think that like it's gonna be a tough stretch in there. But especially for a guy like Michael Penix, who some people are still saying like he's a third round pick. It's funny though, you listen to Daniel Jeremiah talk on his podcast, and he'll be like, yeah, you know, best throw over the football, that's Michael Penix easily if you just like line them all up. But you know. Injury concerns and he's old, so I just put him in round two. Interesting. But if that's really how teams are thinking and you know that, you can move back five, six spots. Hey, the other thing is you can't go wrong from like a PR perspective, at least, because say you like trade back from 12 to 20 and you draft him. It's like, oh, genius move. You're able to get your quarterback and you're able to pick up more picks. If you trade back from 12 to 20 and you draft somebody else because Penix is gone, nobody knows that you were trying to get Penix anyway.
You think Sean gives a damn about PR?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no.
That's why, like, regardless of what happens, it's going to be tough to say, like, oh, they screwed that one up.
Yeah. Oh, I would just hate that at the quarterback spot. I see where you guys are coming from, though. Andrew chimes in and says, I don't mind not taking a quarterback this year. Build around Arch Manning. So we're not even tanking for two. We're not even tanking for Shadur.
No.
We're
we got 2 years of tanking.
What are you doing for Arch? What would that be?
Oh.
Here. ask for Arch.
Art for Manning.
What did the Colts do when they went and got Peyton?
Mangle for Manning.
Mangle for Manning.
That's
wow.
not great. It's the best I can do.
That would be it. It is actually wild. Like I get the hype around Arch.
Well, yeah, his name is Manning.
That's exactly
that's
it.
The hype.
Right now, he's a backup in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's a backup in college, and people are already like, maybe he's in 2026 we tank for him because he's. You said the man.
No,
I'd say the Manning.
Yeah, fun.
David chimes in and says, good news, Zach. This wasn't the worst pod of the year. Right on. Oh. It's probably because we got Todd back. Todd on Friday. After Henry and I had
right.
a really good
no,
show.
No, it was a fun one.
Yeah, it was a really good show. I thought people were saying worst pod of the year. So,
people were saying
oh,
that?
Yeah.
No, they lit it. Because we said, like, this is the last Russell Wilson podcast ever. And so it was just like, will Russell Wilson be better than blank quarterback?
Uh-huh.
People hated it.
Yep.
They just did not want to hear about Russell Wilson.
And then funny enough, the very next show, we talk about Russell Wilson again.
It's not our fault.
We didn't really
though.
Talk
it's
about
Justin
Russ,
Fields'
so.
Fault.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we got a couple of questions that were left on the show that we want to hit. First one, or next one, coming in from Martinez50 says, do you think it's because they plan to move up in the draft of why the Broncos haven't made any quarterback moves.
Well, they haven't given themselves much of a fallback plan. Well, the fallback plan is Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci plus whoever's still on the market in March. Or, sorry, in May. I went the wrong way. Which means you really can't screw up getting a quarterback in the draft. And so you kind of... It's much more likely they trade up now because they really need to go draft somebody versus if they had gotten a backup plan.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's, to me, like there's a 45% chance they trade up and get a quarterback. There's a 45% chance they take a quarterback at 12, and there's a 10% chance anything else happens.
There we go. Daniel Sapp says, how far up would trading Pat Surtain get us? He says, not that I like that idea of doing this. So you trade, well, you trade, yeah, Pat and number 12. How far up do you get?
Maybe the 8. Yeah, I guess you 8.
I would say 5.
5?
Yeah.
But right in that range.
It's no further than 5, unfortunately. Yeah,
because you got the 3 quarterbacks and Marvin Harrison.
Right.
So that's kind of a tough spot.
Yeah, I'd probably take 6. I'll go right in between. But I think people think it like gets you to number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, not.
Last year, maybe.
Top quarterbacks, right.
Year before, definitely.
Right.
It's just tough. It's the longer you get, the deeper you get into that rookie contract, the less value there is.
Right.
Because right now it's like a 2-year deal worth like $26 million instead of a 3-year deal worth like $30 million a year ago. Just less appealing.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. And this pod... I think we've redeemed ourselves. Thanks for Todd being here.
Hope so.
Not the worst pod of the year. We're starting the week off on a good foot. We've got some Cody Barton tape to break down tomorrow. We've got literally CB, the best person to break that tape down. The former inside linebacker himself, Todd. Or are you former inside linebacker? Or are you like a president where you just always carry inside linebacker with you?
I think you carry Super Bowl champ, but yep. I think... You lose the linebacker.
Okay. So, yeah. So you're not former Super Bowl champ. You're Super Bowl champ.
You get to keep Bronco,
former
too.
Linebacker.
Yeah, Bronco. Yeah.
Always Bronco. Yep,
always Bronco.
You don't have to go former Bronco. Denver Bronco.
You always get to keep DNVR. DNVR Broncos podcast host Henry Chisholm. Yeah. I'll never leave you, Henry.
Not going to get fired. Yep. That's the goal. I think when you get fired, like just Denver Post, for example, if I got... Let's just not even speak this into existence.
But I don't know that. Speaking this into existence.
Well, we'll just say DNVR forever.
DNVR forever.
Yeah. Yep. The title sticks regardless of what happens.
I love it. And we'll be back tomorrow. Speaking of DNVR forever, at 11 a.m., it's going to be a fun show. Stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in. Flying cotton.